带了我的好朋友过来。
Probably she'll use on me before this is over with.
也可能我会用这个来敲他，不要他睡着。
We're living in unique days, are we not?
我们现在是不是在一个很特别的时代？
I was raised in a pastor's home.
我从小，我的父亲是牧师。
And I remember back in the 50s and the 60s when being Christian was popular.
我记得在50年代、60年代的时候，作为一个基督徒，你是一个很光荣的事情。
A lot of people went to church.
很多人都去教会。
We would go Sunday school and Sunday morning, Sunday night.
我们会去主日学，然后星期天早晨也去教会，晚上也去也去教会。星期三的晚上也去教会。
Special services.
然后有特别的聚会。
It was a very popular thing to do.
然后大家都很就是很自然而然的去做，很多人都这样做。
But then we came into a war period called the Vietnam War.
然后就到了越战的时期。
And changes began to show itself.
然后就开始你就看到这个变化了。
And what it really showed is the authenticity or the genuineness of true Christianity.
然后这个时候就随时真正这个真正信基督的这个基督教到底是什么的真实就显出来了。
I'm excited by some of my younger friends who I am watching who are seeing God working in their churches, in their areas they live around the country.
然后我很高兴能看到一些年轻人看到说神怎么在他们的教会在不同的地方在这个国家的地方工作。
Next week, this time, my wife and I will be in the country of Haiti.
下个星期这个时间呢，我跟我太太就会在海地。
We are missionaries there, going in and out there several times a year.
然后我们是那里宣教士，所以我们一年会去好多次。
Just in the last couple of weeks, there's been some exciting things happened in that country of Haiti.
就是前两个星期呢，在海地有很令人兴奋的事情发生。
Those who had surrendered themselves to following voodoo or Satan worship.
在那个在海地有那个原来有那个撒旦教的就是那个崇拜者就是跟随者
have turned from that and turned away from that totally and came to know the Lord Jesus as their savior
然后他们就真的从撒旦教里边出来然后相信了主耶稣
and there's others who are following the Lord as well who have once followed their own self and sinful practices
也有别的这个基督徒原来就是跟着自己的心意行
so God is working around the world
但是神在全世界的各个地方工作
He has had and he always will have a people who will serve him
他总是会有一群人他的子民来能够真心的来完全的来服侍他
and we gather like this every Sunday do we not to learn more about how we can better serve him
我们每星期在一起聚会不就是为了更学习更好的来服侍他吗
I want to talk to us this morning from a very important passage about these times where we're living.
我就是要讲一些经文，就是有一个很重要的经文，就是关于我们现在所生活的时代。
Many of us probably are already really tired of all the political stuff going on that we hear.
我们现在可能是每天都听这些政治上的这些东西，我们真的是已经很厌倦了。
And if we listen to each one of the candidates who are wanting to be the president of our country, they're telling us they have the answer.
如果你听一下这个总统候选人的这些竞选人的演讲的话，他每个人都在说他们知道怎么来治理这个国家。
But a lot of us are old enough to realize that just doesn't happen by an individual by himself.
然后我们都已经足够大了，我们知道说他们这样说的并不就是不会像他们那样说的发生。
And so we can't look to the politics.
所以我们不能把我们的希望寄托在这个未来的总统上。
We can't watch the stock markets.
我们也不能把我们的希望寄托在这个股票市场上，或者是我们的投资上。
And get lasting hope from what we see when we watch those things.
然后不能说从这些上面得到我们永久的盼望。
We have to go to the scriptures.
我们必须要回到圣经上。
And I want us together to see some things this morning, what we're going to talk about relative to thinking not strange about some fiery trials and what the testimony of Christ is about those fiery trials.
然后我们就是讲到彼得前书的第四章讲到第四章十二节说有火炼的试验临到你们不要以为奇怪。
I invite you to watch with us and or turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4.
请大家翻到如果你有圣经翻到彼得前书第四章十二节。
In these verses 12 to 19 of 1 Peter chapter 4,
从12节到19节
Peter is writing to Christians that scattered all through Asia Minor.
彼得写的这个书信的对象呢是在小亚细亚所有的基督徒。
Three times,
三次他讲到
he refers to Christians as exiles or sojourners or refugees in the world.
他讲到基督徒是客旅是寄居是逃难者是避难者。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 21, He says our citizenship is in heaven.
他在那个腓立比书三章二十一节，他讲到我们却是天上的国民。
So when I read that,
当我们读到这里的时候
，and as we read that,
就在我们这样读的时候
，it ought to alert us that normal Christian existence is lived away from home.
所以呢，这个就告诉我们，作为一个正常的基督徒，你实际上现在没有在家里生活，你是在一个异地寄居。
I hope all of you have a nice house in which you came from this morning.
我知道你们希望你们都住的这个房子都是很好的很好的家。
And that before the day's out, you'll have a chance to go back and enjoy your home.
这样的话呢，在天色渐晚的时候，你可以回家休息。
Probably got some good clothes to wear.
可能你也有很好的衣服。
And food to eat.
你也有很好的食物。
But we must remember this is not our home. We're just passing through.
但是你要记住，这个不是我们永久的家乡，我们就是经过这里。如果我们是耶稣的跟随者，我们知道我们只是经过路过这里。
And we must not build our hopes on things which are fleeting and fleeting.
我们不能把我们的希望，把我们盼望建立在这个转眼即逝的事物上。
We don't have the promise of another day.
我们并不能有保证说我们还能活到明天。
We don't have the promise of good health the rest of our lives.
我们也没有保证说我们这一辈子都会健健康康的。
We hope we don't get cancer, but some of you say, well, I have had it, and some say, I now have it, and some think, well, probably I'm going to get it.
我们都希望大家不要得癌症，但有些人会说我过去得过癌症，或者我现在有癌症，那我也希望说将来也有人可能将来会得癌症。
So what would Peter say to us about these things of problems? Problems and persecution.
这个彼得讲到这个迫害，讲到问题，他是怎么来说的
？Listen to the scriptures as she reads verses 12 through 19.
Okay. Do you want us to read together? Okay. 我现在来读十二节。亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？若是一人仅仅得救，那不谦敬和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？所以那造神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。
Several words and several thoughts come out of these words we've read this morning.
这里边有很多讲到好多重要的东西。
Verse 1 he said, verse 8-12, don't be surprised.
第一个就是说，当你落到这个火一般的试炼的时候，不要以为奇怪，以为
rejoice，
但是你要欢喜快乐。
And he said, if things like insult, if you're being insulted, then you're blessed.
如果你是被羞辱、受辱骂，你其实是有福的。
And if you suffer, he said, let no one be ashamed in that suffering, but glorify God.
如果你是为了基督的名受苦，不要觉得好像很丢人，但是要因为要为了这个来荣耀神。
And I'd like us to walk through this text a couple of times and see.
然后我们来反反复复的看这一段经文。第一次他讲到
what is coming upon the Christians in this life.
第一个呢，就是在我们作为基督徒，我们今生会碰到什么呢
？What happened to those exiles and sojourners in this world?
对于我们这些做客旅、做寄居的，到底会发在我们生命中会发生什么事情呢
？And the second time, take note of how Christians who believe the gospel of God.And who have the hope of seeing and rejoicing in the glory of God.
第二个就是我们怎么样在这种我们第二遍看，就是说在这种逼迫困难之中，我们怎么样有欢喜快乐
？So in 1 Peter, as the rest of the New Testament, the fiery trials are not some strange or surprising thing which happens to us.
在彼得前书里边，你可以看到这个火炼的试验临到我们，其实并不是什么很不寻常的事情，就是生活的一部分。
We in ministry have mistakenly left the impression with those we invite to come to know Jesus that if you come to know Jesus, all your problems will be kind of washed away.
有的时候呢，你去邀请人来信福音，给人传福音的时候，不小心就会说，哦，你只要来信主吧，信了主，你所有的问题就都解决了。
But that doesn't happen for everybody.
但是实际上，事情真实的情况并不是这样的。
I have the opportunity to sit with each of you one-on-one.
如果我可以问大家面一个一个单独的，如果我们可以谈话的话，如果我们可以谈一阵的话。
Some of you may can tell me of your family history where there was persecution and death that happened in China or other countries in the Asian countries because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
你可以告诉我，可能是因为你，比如在你的父母那一辈，有人是因为基督徒而受苦的，并不是说信了主就没有问题。
That's happening all around the world today.
现在在世界上各个地方都有这样的逼迫发生。
So what is coming?
到底什么会未来会发生什么呢
？Verse 12, he said, "Fiery trials are coming."
他讲得很清楚，讲到说有火一般的试炼。
What is a fiery trial?
什么叫火一般的试炼呢
？Keep in mind, he's writing from Rome.
这个保罗彼得是从罗马写这封信的。
It could be that he sees on the horizon the horrible persecution of Nero.
他有可能是看到了这个尼鲁的这个大逼迫已经开始慢慢开始形成。
Historically, we're told that he literally lit.The town lit the city with the burning of the Christians who were tied to the poles.
你知道尼鲁是很残忍的，他那时候真的是把基督徒绑在柱子上，然后把基督徒活活烧死，作为灯来照亮这个城市，这个罗马那个城市。
Could have been a literal.
所以这可能是
fiery trial.
真的是一个字义上的这个火一般的试炼。
But I'm inclined to think that we are on a safer footing if we take the one parallel we find in 1 Peter chapter 1.
但是如果我们回到看这个火般的试炼是什么呢我们看彼得前书第一章第六到七节他这样讲到说因此你们是大有喜乐但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵
So here we have fiery trials.
这里讲到也讲到了在百般的试炼中，火一般的试炼中。
Instead of referring to one terrible thing,
他就是讲到一个很可怕的事情。
Verse 6 simply describes them as various trials. In other words, trials of all kinds.
他讲百般的试炼就是各种不同、各种方式的试炼。
And when we look, for example, at these trials in 1 Peter, what do we find? Our trials are ranging from beatings to verbal abuse.
这个里边讲得很清楚，从彼得前说，有的就是说，哎，就是受鞭打，还有的就是你在言语上被辱骂。
Verse 20, he says.
在彼得前书
verse 20.
在彼得前书二章二十节讲到。
What credit is it if when your sin are beaten for it, you endure it? No big deal out of that. You did wrong, you got beat for it. So what?
说你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？
But in verse 21, Jesus' sufferings are given as an example of what to expect. He said, to this you have been called because Christ also suffered for you.
但是在21节他就给我们讲到耶稣的榜样说你们蒙召原是为此因基督也为你们受过苦给你们留下榜样叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
And then in verse 9 of chapter 3, there's the trial being reviled.
然后他又讲到另外一种试炼是什么呢就是你被
when that happens and someone gets on your case,You don't say, you just wait. I'll get back at you. No, no, no.
不是别人就是说辱骂你，就恶
待
你。
Evil for evil.
你不是你，但是呢，你不是说你等着看我将来怎么收，怎么回报你。你是不以恶回报恶。
Unto others as you want them to do to you.
你要别人怎么待你，你也要怎么待人。
Not do to them what they did to you.
而不是说以他们的行为来回报他们的行为，不是以恶报恶。
And chapter 3 verse 16, there's the trial being slandered.
还有呢，在这种另外一种试炼呢，就是在三章十六节讲到的，就是被毁谤。
You should have a good conscience so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame.
就是存着无愧的良心叫你们在何事上被毁谤就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
And then chapter 4 verse 4, there's that being maligned for not partying the way you used to.
还有第四章的第四节讲到就是你不跟他们那些人同奔那些放荡无度的路就以为怪毁谤你们。
Some of you who are here this morning who are following Jesus, who have turned your heart and life over to the Lord and have found him as your Savior.
有些今天的过去呢你们就从过去的生活方式中转过来你们跟随主耶稣。
You can testify of the life you came from.
你可以说你过去的生活是怎么样的。
Maybe alcoholism.
也许过去你是就是醉酒的人或者是淫乱的人。
Or drugs.
或者是吸毒。
A wild lifestyle.
或者是一种过得很放荡的生活。
And so when you leave that,
但是你就从那个里边出来。
And your workers at the place where you're employed or your neighbors find out that you'reAs they say, go to church, got religion.
然后那些人就会说，哎，你怎么现在跟我们不一样了？那原来你是去教会了，信教了。
They kind of find it strange that you don't come back to the parties anymore.
他们觉得很奇怪，说怎么
immoral anymore?
说你怎么也不喝酒了，也不来我们的这个聚会了，也不喝。
So I think we do well to interpret these fiery trials in chapter 4, verse 20, maybe too narrowly, but the trials of 1 Peter include being beaten. That's one.
然后那个彼得前书也讲到，也有可能是在肉体上受鞭打。
Being reviled.
被肉体上你是被辱骂。
Being slandered and
被人家毁谤，就是被人家诽谤。
And suffering of Christ stand before the believers as a summary of what we expect when they did to him. They're going to do to us.
你知道当他们曾经辱骂这样对待耶稣基督，他们也会这样对待我们。
So that's what's coming, but
这就是会要临到我们的事。
He said, "Don't think it strange. Why are we saying? Why is he saying? Are they not strange?"
为什么彼得会说你碰到这些事情，你不要觉得好像很奇怪，很出乎意料之外。I think it's
because in God's wisdom, He has planned that the sufferings of Christ save us from the sufferings of punishment, not sufferings of purification.
因为呢。
That He's using in our hearts.
在神的智慧中，神用耶稣基督的神是让我们就是用耶稣基督的苦难，他所受的苦来救我们。但是我们呢，没有受耶稣基督同样的苦难。我们所受的苦是为了让我们更加像他，更加洁净的一种苦难。
They save us from the fires of hell, not necessarily from the fires of refining.
神让我们把我们从地狱的火中烈火中拯救出来，但是呢，神不会把我们从那个熬炼我们的这个烈火中拯救出来。
In fact, if you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7,
你刚才我们再回到彼得前书的第一章六到七节。
Peter tells us, far from being strange and surprising in God's plan,
你不要做对神的计划感到奇怪，感到遭乎非常的事。
Trials are necessary.
这些被火这样像火一样的试炼，对我们来讲是很必要的。
So.We don't understand them, but He has a purpose in them.
我们有的时候不明白，但是呢，神在这个背后是有他的目的的。这个目的是好的，这心意是好的。
In Peter, as well as in the rest of the New Testament, those fiery trials are not strange or surprising; they're necessary.
这个火一般的试炼是很有必要的。
Acts 14:22, we read.
在使徒行传十章二十二节。
Many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
他说：“我们进入神的国，必要经历许多艰难困苦。”
That's a divine must, my friends.
这是一个属天的一个必须必要。
That's the same word and the same idea that we read there in 1 Peter 1:6.
这个是跟那个彼得前书第一章第六节讲的是我们必须要经过许多，这是很必须的，很必要的。
It's a heavenly must.
这是一个属天的一个必须，一个必要。
And I don't think too many of us would say, hey, yeah, I'm into suffering. That's why I'm in. Yes, I love suffering. I really enjoy it.
没有一个人会举手说，哦，他说，对啊，我就是想要受苦，我就是想要经历艰难，我就是准备好了。
We would say, poor thing, poor thing.
我们会说，我们碰到苦难就说，哦，我好倒霉，
They're having such a hard time that their brain's not working right.
有的时候，很多时候，我们就说，怎么回事是这样呢？
But because it's coming, and we don't want it to come.
我们知道这个火一般的试炼会来临，但是我们不想它来临。
There's five other descriptions in this paragraph of what's coming that are examples of those fiery trials.
另外还有五个描述讲到这个火一般的试炼是什么样的。
The second we find there in 1 Peter 4:13 is called Christ's sufferings.
在彼得前书四章十三节讲到基督的苦难。
Rejoice.
他说你要欢喜。
Insofar as you watch this, share Christ's sufferings.
因为你们既然在基督的苦难上有份。
Probably what Peter is saying here, among other things, is that he endured and they are endured for his sake, and so we're doing the same thing.
就是主耶稣他忍耐了他的苦难，我们也跟他同样的在这样忍耐我们的苦难，就跟他的受苦有份。
I see a third description here.
第三个呢？第三个讲到一个描述是什么？在第四十节讲到。
The fiery trials called being insulted.
讲到受辱骂，受羞辱。
It's if you're insulted, you're blessed.
但他这里讲到什么？你受辱骂，为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的。
I don't like insultations. I don't like people saying negative things about me.
我们都不喜欢有人对我们说这种，就是侮辱我们，说这种很。
And I don't really feel so blessed, to be honest with you. Blessed?
当你
I feel blistered. I feel put down, but not blessed.
当你被辱骂的时候，你觉得你自己是被人踩在脚下，你不是觉得你自己很有福。
But Peter says.
但是彼得说什么呢
？Looking through the eyes of what Jesus is saying, you are blessed as I was blessed.
但是你从主耶稣的眼光来看，你是被祝福的，就像主耶稣那样，也是虽然被辱骂，也是有福的。
There's a fourth description, and that is.
第四个讲到这个试炼是什么呢？
第十六节讲到，
就是。 为成为基督徒而受苦。
If you do, he said, don't be ashamed.
如果你是因为你是基督徒而受苦，不要觉得羞耻。
The fifth is there in verse 17. It's called judgment, God's judgment.
第十七节就讲到神的审判。
And he said, it's time for judgment to begin in the house of God.
神的审判从哪里开始？先从神的家开始。
And that fits in with chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, because there are the fires of suffering, and now the refining in us.Is to let God's glory shine through us.
就是说，神为什么要是有这样火般的试炼来临到我们呢？就是最后是要让我们里边能够显出来基督的荣耀。
And one day is when He'll say, because we've done that, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
有一天，当我们这样在一切上面都按照这样子做好了之后，神会对我们说：“做得好，忠心良善的仆人。”
And then finally, in verse 19, the fiery trial is called suffering according to the will of God.
最后十九节讲到是照着神旨意受苦。
So, from this first pass through this little paragraph here in chapter 4, verses 12 and 19.
所以我们刚才已经看到了十二到十九节，我们走过一遍，看到了这种。
We've seen the fiery ordeal of being insulted for His name.
我们看到了为了基督的名受苦受辱骂。
Fiery ordeal of suffering.As a Christian,
作为基督徒受辱骂，这样火一般的试炼
，fiery ordeal of refining judgment，
或者是为了就是神的这个审判的这样的受这个试验
，according to God's will，
或者是照着神的旨意受苦的这种试炼。
Verse 19, they're not strange.
然后他告诉我们说，不要以为奇怪或者遭遇非常的事。
They're not surprising.
这个不要觉得很惊奇。
If there's any surprising, it's the fact that they're not in long duration. There's a breaking down. There's a time spell when we don't have every moment of every day crowded with insults and persecution. There's a reprieve, as we call it, or a time or a space in there.
我们并不是说每一分钟都是在那个在受火一般的试炼或者在受辱骂，中间有一段空闲的时间。但是我们不应该为这个来觉得说。就是中间有可能在历史上有一段是没有很一般火一般的试炼，我们不要觉得奇怪火一般的试炼如果临到我们的话。
So the question is coming out of this. We know they're coming. Number one.
第一个我们知道这样的试炼会临到。
How should you and I respond as believers when they come?
第二个问题就是说，作为基督耶稣基督的门徒，当这些火一般的试炼临到的时候，我们应该怎么样反应呢？
We're going to walk back through them again from a little different perspective.
然后我们从不同的角度来看这个十二到十九节的经文。
And when we look at them together, we see, first of all, don't be surprised, he says.
第一个呢，彼得告诉我们说，不要觉得奇怪。
And I sometimes think there are people who are surprised. They're surprised and shocked that they're being ridiculed or persecuted and misunderstood.
确实是有些人他们就很奇怪，说他们怎么成为基督徒了，还是被别人辱骂呢？会别人嘲笑，被别人取笑。
And I'm sure there are those of us who sometimes think we are being persecuted when really it's just a matter of personality conflicts.
有的人其实他觉得自己是因为成为基督徒被迫害，被逼迫，实际上并不是这样的，而是因为你自己的个性，你自己的问题导致这种矛盾。
Sometimes we who are in ministry,
有的时候我们在这种就是作为一个全职侍奉的人。
We have people who are set in our congregations as we are ministering to them.
然后我们要对我们的羊，要牧养我们的羊群。
And they have problems and they have needs.
他们有需要，他们有问题。
And sometimes even if ended up in the hospital.
然后有的时候甚至有的人住院了。
And for whatever reason, we did not know about it.
然后呢？但是我们可能不知道他们去住院了。
And they got all out of shape about us not coming to see them. Pastor never comes to see me.
然后他们就抱怨说：“我都住院了，都没有牧师都不来看我。
”I didn't even know they were sick.
然后我都不知道这些人生病了。
I didn't know they were in the hospital.
我也不知道他们住院了。
How can you do something about something you don't even know about?
如果你什么都不知道，你怎么去帮去做事情呢
？So things like that can so irritate us and so bother us.
所以呢，这些事情可以让你很不舒服，很难受。
In fact, sometimes those little irritations become the most difficult to deal with.
其实有的时候反而是常常那种小的刺激，这种不舒服，其实是最难处理的。
If the person next to you right now started tapping you on the shoulder,
如果旁边坐在你旁边人就一直在那儿，一直这样子一直敲你
，How long would they tap before you'd say, "Would you stop?"
然后他们到底这样敲你多久，你就会很着急的说，你能不能别再这样做了
？I'm a tapper.
然后我就很喜欢这样子去敲别人。
That sweet lady is sitting over here to my left in the front seat.
所以这就是为什么他们让我坐在最前面一排。
We love to hold hands.
然后我跟我太太，我们喜欢手握手。
We walk to the ocean, walk around the campus. If you see us together, we're holding hands.
然后我们总是手牵着手，然后在那个海边呐、啊，或者在我们。
Not because we're going to fall over.
不是因为我们怕我们会摔倒。
It's just we love each other.
而是因为我们彼此相爱。
But we'll be sitting in a service or someplace sometimes, maybe hearing some music.
有的时候我们在在一个聚会中间，或者我们在听音在听音乐的时候。
My mind is connected to the music or what's being said.
然后我就忘掉我太太在这边，我就在听音乐，听得很专心。
I patter.
然后我就开始敲那个节奏。
That's what I call it.
就是我从小就是这样的。
For her, it's an irritation.
对我来讲，对我太太来讲，当我这样一直敲节奏，她就很受不了。
And she actually takes my hand away. Can you believe that? We lovingly hold hands, and she takes my hand away.
然后她就把我的手给挪开，这个不要再牵着我的手。
And that's okay. I still love her. I still love her.
我还是爱她。
But there's little irritation.
你知道，就是这种小小的不舒服在你们生活中。
And Paul said we're not to be, or Peter said we're not to be surprised, first of all, but second, we're to entrust our soul to our faithful Creator.
第二个呢，彼得第一个说，你碰到伙伴的试炼，不要以为奇怪。第二个，你说要把你的灵魂交给那信实的造物主、创造者。
Peter uses the word Creator here because this will probably be a moment in our lives when it feels like God.Has lost control.
为什么他用这个创造者彼得在这里用创造者，因为可能有时候在我们生活中，在我们生命的有些时刻，我们觉得好像神已经不在那里，神没有在掌控。
I was married for almost 38 years, and my first wife passed away of cancer.
我的第一位太太在我们大概结婚三十年左右的时候，就是因为癌症过世了。
I used to meet with some other pastors in the community, and we'd have a time of prayer together for our community. We did it once.
有的时候我们我跟别的牧师，我们会一个星期见一次，我们在一起祷告。
One of my pastor friends heard about my wife's illness and the cancer, and it was critical. The doctor said there's no known cure, and she only lasted 3 months from the day they diagnosed it till she passed away.
然后那个牧师呢，就听到说我太太那时候得了这个晚期癌症，而且没有任何可以治。他说只有三个月的存活期。
He was a man of faith.
但是我这个牧师朋友呢，他很爱主，他也很有信心。
And he said, Pastor Rob, we're going to believe God to heal your wife.
他说，让我们一起来相信神可以来医治你的太太。
I was in favor. I said, Amen.
我说当然了，我说呢 ，Amen. 我说神会医治他。
And he prayed and asked God to touch wife, and he was so convinced that God was going to touch her. It was to him a done deal. She's going to be healed.
然后呢，这个人他非常我这个朋友特别有信心，他又祷告说，神肯定会医治你太太的。
Three months later.
然后过了三个月。
She goes to be with Jesus.
然后我太太去和主耶稣同在了。
It kind of shook him.
然后这个呢，他的祷告让他很震惊，因为我太太就和主耶稣同在去世了。
I wasn't shaken about it.
我没有那么吃惊。
We weren't wanting it. We prayed the same way for God to heal her.
我们并不想我太太过世，就是而是我们真的是为她的医治祷告。
But follow me.
但是你听你仔细听这一点。
She was healed.
我的太太她其实真的是被神医治了
Forever.
永远的被神医治了
Never again could she be affected by cancer.
她再也不会被癌症影响
Or an accident.
或者是什么事故或者别的什么疾病
Lord, I'm going to permanently take care of the problem.
神说我要永久的来解决这个问题
You remember the story in the scripture that Jesus raised a man by the name of Lazarus from the dead.
记不记得主耶稣让拉萨路从死里复活
But Lazarus died again.
但是你知道拉萨路后来又死了。
And he hasn't come out of the grave, as far as I know.
但是起码现在我们不知道拉萨路又从坟墓里出来。
The point is this: we don't know what God has planned for our life.
我们不知道神为我们的生命的计划是什么样的。
We talk about God has a good plan for us.
我们讲到说神对我们的意念是好的。
And I'm sure if we could have had an interview with Job, the wisest and smartest and richest man of his time.And we had a talk with him about how life was going. At that time, things were going good. Children all serving God, got family and got crops, and everything is looking good.
然后呢，如果我们有机会来采访约伯，约伯就是那个时候是最富有、最有智慧的一个人。然后你问他怎么样，他说哦，都很好啊，家里哎，每件事情都很棒，孩子也很听话，也很敬虔。
Day came.
但是那一天到了
，He lost everything.
他一天之内，他失掉了所有的东西
，except his wife.
除了他的太太之外，他所有的东西都失掉了。
And some of us think he ought to lost her too.
然后有的人，我们认为其实他也失掉了他的太太。
Because in his distress.
因为在他的这个苦难之中呢。
He's full of boils.
他浑身上下都长满了脓疮。
He takes a sharp piece of pottery from all the shaking and the devastation of his property.
然后他身上全是脓疮，他就没有办法，就找了一块瓦片，然后在身上刮他的皮肤，因为太痛苦。
And his sweet loving wife,
他的可爱的很可爱的太太对他说什么呢？
Who came to encourage him,
不是过来来鼓励他。
Said, Why don't you just curse God and die?
你为什么不诅咒神然后就死呢？
What's that all about?
那是说什么呢？
That's not what he said. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
他说，
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
然后但是约伯说，神赏赐耶和华，赏赐耶和华也收取，神的名被祝福。
Because he had entrusted his soul to the Creator.
因为他自己把他的灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。
Peter says, "Don't be surprised."
所以第一个那个彼得说不要吃惊。第二个呢，把你自己交托给神。
Trust your soul to the faithful Creator.
把你自己的灵魂交于那创造者。
Third, don't be ashamed.
第三个，不要觉得羞耻。
There were times of embarrassment in my life. I was an only child. I had no sisters and no brothers.
我是家里的独子，没有兄弟姐妹。
I know what it's like to be.A ball player where you're both the pitcher and the catcher.
我知道说在家里边你是玩棒球，你又是投球手又是接球手。
And the hitter.
然后你也是那个击球人。
It goes something like this.
然后就是我击球的时候怎么打棒球。
Left-handed.
我是左手，我是左撇子。然后拿一个球。
Watch it.
然后看着球。然后把球击过去。
Way down the other side.
然后看到球跑到那边，球场的那边。
You get to do the lecture.
然后就跑过去。
Go down there.
然后拿上那个球。
Pick up the ball.
然后接起来球。
Hit it back up there.
然后再从那边再打回来。
It's kind of a boring game, really, when you do it.
你知道，就你一个人，因为我是独子嘛，所以只有自己。这其实最后很无聊的。
And I didn't always have some encouragement because I was really the only Christian in the community in which we lived.
我也不太有很多的鼓励，因为我是我们那个住的社区里唯一的基督徒。
My mother and father did not baby me and say, well, poor thing, I'm so sorry that you're only Christian and the only one here loves Jesus. And...
我爸爸妈妈没有说就是好像就是让我说哎呦好可怜呐，你看就在你们那个班上你就是唯一的基督徒，爸爸妈妈也没有这样子好像拍拍我呀，安慰我。
They just let me know that because of what Jesus is in my heart, I'm to be a light shining for him, not be ashamed.
然后我的爸爸妈妈就让我知道因为主耶稣在我的心里，那我要就像光照在世界上，我不应该感到羞耻。
However, it's interesting when you think about it. Christianity is founded on a shamed Christ.
你要知道吗？我们的基督，我们整个基督教的信仰是建立在一个被人认为羞耻的一个人世人看为羞辱的十字架上。
You look back to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4.
你看彼得前书第二章第四节讲到。
Peter describes the Christian life as coming to him a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious.
但是彼得在这里讲的什么？说主乃活石，乃是固然是被人所弃的，被人所弃绝的，却是被主所拣选，被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
We've come to a rejected Christ.
我们是来到被世人所拒绝、所羞辱的基督面前，是被世人所扔出去
，despised，
被世人所轻看
，hated，
被世人所憎恨
，slandered，
被世人所诽谤
，spit on，
被世人所吐口水。被嘲笑
，stripped of his clothing，
被扒光的衣服这样钉在十字架上
，and nailed like a piece of meat，
就像是像就是就像像那个肉一样，就像一片没有被钉在一个这样一个古旧的十字架上，被人嘲笑
，and he is our forerunner，
他是我们的先驱。
So Peter says,
所以彼得就说
to you who have been called because Christ also suffered, leaving you an example that you might follow him.
所以彼得讲得很清楚，在这里讲到说，你们蒙召原是为此，因为耶稣基督也为你们留下榜样，所以让我们跟随他的脚中行。
So objectively speaking, he was shunned, he was shamed.
所以他正常的来讲，他是主耶稣是被羞辱，所以我们也会被羞辱。
That Luke tells us.Chapter 6, verse 26. Woe to you if all men speak well of you.
但是在路加福音第六章的时候，耶稣讲过说，如果人都说你好的时候，你就有祸了。
That's objectively, but subjectively.
但是在这个客观上来讲这样，但是在你的里面主观上你怎么想？
What would Jesus do in that kind of setting?
但是主耶稣当他被羞辱的时候，他里边是怎么样的呢？
What do you and I do in that kind of setting, when you're
当我们被羞辱、被辱骂的时候，被人家虐待的时候，我们里边是怎么样的？是怎么样的一个状况呢？
How does it feel to have someone tell a lie about you? I mean,
如果说如果别人在背后讲一个完全的一个谎话，在后边诽谤你，你怎么样？你知道了，你是什么感受呢？
We've all been in conversation where someone came and says, in essence.Well, before we sentence you, as it were, have you got anything to say? And you're thinking, sentence for what? What have I done?
然后有些人就是你都知道有这种，你还没有做什么，别人就来做你。你说我什么都没做，他怎么这么说我呢？
Because lies have friends that spread real fast, and it doesn't take long for a lie to really circle, especially with internet now. It can circle the world in no time.
所以现在呢，尤其是就是说这个谎话呢，可以传的谣言可以传的非常的快。尤其现在是有了这个互联网，简直是不需要任何时间，这个谎话就可以满谣言满天飞。
But my dear friends, what is thrilling is what we see here in Hebrews 12:2, Jesus and all that we've talked about, he's happened and faced and went through. Hebrew writer said, "For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame."And is now seated at the right hand of the throne.
但是这个主耶稣面对这些辱骂，面对这些羞辱，他是怎么样反应的？希伯来书十二章第二节告诉我们很清楚，说他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
This world's not our home. We're just passing through.
这个世界并不是我们的家，我们不过是过客而已。
Don't build your hopes on things which are fleeting away.
不要把你的希望建立在这个转瞬即逝的事物上。
Don't build your things on politics and finances and good jobs and good education. All those things are okay in their place.
不要把你的希望建立在政治上、金钱上，或者是你的健康上，或者你的好的工作上，或者好的教育上。
That's not what we're about.
这并不是说我们所定睛的。
This is what Peter's calling us to do in our day, unashamed of Christ, unashamed of ridicule, and of sarcasm, and of mockery, and of snubbing, and abandonment, and suffering.
这是彼得告诉我们，就是说我们要坦然无惧的为基督，就是轻看所受的奚落、讽刺、嘲笑和这个苦难。
Then he said, "We're to rejoice."
然后彼得在下边说什么？说我们要欢喜快乐。
The response of joy in our suffering, verse 13, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed.
他讲到说，在于你们现在是和基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Jesus said it.
主耶稣讲过
，Luke said it，
路克也讲过
，Paul said it，
保罗也讲过
，James said it，
雅各也讲过。
It was an utterly pervasive teaching of the early church and the Christian's response to the suffering. Do it in joy.
在这个早期的这个教会里边，所有的地方的教导，到处的教导，就是说你在百般的试炼中要欢喜快乐。
One of the things that's been happening in many parts of the world.
在很多世界上的很多国家现在发生什么事情？
In our own little country of Haiti,
甚至在那个海地
it's had so much unrest in recent days,
有很多很多这个很动荡
it's revealed itself in a terrible way.
现在是一个很可怕的一个事情
At the present time, there's just an interim president. There's no president elected for the country yet.
现在在那个海地呢那边是一个很动荡的时间他甚至国家是没有总统
The term was over for the last one and he wasn't going to be re-elected and so they cannot come to grips with who even to put in even the time to have another election.
然后他们现在说，因为那个总统前一个总统不能再被选举，他们现在，所以现在这海地是非常的动荡，非常的不安定一个国家。
In the little town where we are, it's called Grand Rivière.
我去的那个地方那个小镇上。
A lot of times you hear a lot of problems in Port-au-Prince, the capital, because of so much unrest and so much difficulty. But in our little town of Cape Haitien, or in Grand Rivière, same thing's been happening there.
你知道，除了在首都那个海地首都太子港很动荡的事，在我们那个小镇上也很动荡。
Her candidate gets in, the one that she wants to get in gets in an office.
然后比如说两边这个选举，我选的那个人，我的那个选，我所支持的那个人被选到了，但是我的那个我所支持的那个候选人没被选到。
I'll take care of the problem.
说我会最好，我怎么样准备呢？我就解决这个问题。
So they've been whittling each other up.
所以他们在那个就我那个小镇上，他们就开始拿着刀互相砍，
It's horrible.
很可怕。
There's the thievery is at an all-time high.
然后那边的盗窃非常盗窃案非常的高。
Again, they're coming from a wrong premise. They're coming from a premise in their past, many of them, because voodoo and worshiping Satan and other aspects and having all kinds of different things to those spirits. This will also be the cure of your problem.
因为他们的过去的这个海蒂的背景是很是有是这个拜魔鬼的伏毒教，就是那个，然后他们有很多很多错误的这种很就是也在这个魔鬼的掌控之下有很多错误的想法。
Jesus said, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you."
主耶稣讲到，当别人你为基督的名受辱骂的时候，你是有福的。
Be glad, for your reward is great in heaven.
因为主耶稣说，当你被辱骂的时候，因我的名受苦的时候，你在天上的奖赏是大的。
Luke said that they are left in the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of the Lord.
在使徒行传里面讲到使徒们说他们离开公会心里欢喜因被算是配为这名受辱。
Paul said in Romans 5, we rejoice in our sufferings knowing that suffering produces endurance and endurance produces character and character produces hope.
保罗说不但如此我们就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的因为知道患难生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生盼望。盼望不至于羞耻。
Says, count it all joy, my brother, James 1 and 2, when you meet trials of various kinds.
雅各书说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
I love this part because you know the testing of your faith.
因为知道为什么我们
produces steadfastness.
因为我们的信心的试炼会带给我们什么？带给我们稳固。
Listen to me very carefully.
让我。在这里很仔细的不要听错了现在我们有很多法律上在争论说我们到底可不可以持枪我们又看到统计数字我们也看到故事知道到底会发生什么事情比如我们今天早上到这里来有一个人拿了把枪我们如果我们回家我们就会参加那个 Hope Sound 的我们那边的教会所以呢在我们那个 Hope Sound 我们的教会呢总是有警察或者是有别的训练的人他们其实都带着枪就是保护我们在外边所以我并不是说如果你要带着枪那个有什么错如果你要保护
I'm becoming concerned and a bit of alarm that somehow seems to be that's becoming our thought that's where our strength or that's where our security is going to come from is that gun I've got on my side over here
所以但是让我在意的一点就是说我们不是说把我们所有的我们的安全感我们的这个不是说我们的安全我们的保护在于我所带的这把枪
Will that solve the Islamic problem? Will that solve the problems with terrorism?
如果你只是用这个枪，枪可以解决这个伊斯兰的这个 ISIS 的伊斯兰国的问题，可以解决恐怖主义的问题吗
？So I'm suggesting let's learn about those things.
让我们来学习。
And let's talk about them.
让我们来开始，我们来想一想。
For a few minutes.
来，我们想一想。
But then let's spend a huge amount of time talking about this kind of subject that Peter tells us about.
我们可以花几分钟来想一想，是不是可以持枪？但是让我们花更多的时间，更长的时间来想一想彼得这里所讲到的。
And be reminded that our hope is not in the holster; it's in the Holy Spirit.
我们的盼望不是在于我们那个枪上边，而是在于圣灵。
Then from that we're to overflow in good deeds.
然后最后呢，讲到说，让我们的生命中真的是满意了这个好的行为。
It's not merely a private morality of avoidance where we stop doing some bad things, start doing good things.
不是说我们从此以后就不做什么不好的事情，只做好的事情。
We as followers of Jesus do our best to help those in need.
我们作为主耶稣基督的跟随者，我们所尽我们所能去帮助那些有需要的人。
How do we respond? With all this transgender stuff that's going on about the bathrooms and all that.
我们怎么样来面对这些社会上的问题？比如说那些变性人，他们要去男生要去女生厕所，我们怎么面对这些问题呢？
Here,
确实现在已经存在了，已经就在这里
了。
我们不能就把自己藏起来，像鸵鸟那样就希望问题走开，已经到我们眼前了。我们要问自己，如果主耶稣在这个情况下，他怎么样来解决？他怎么样来面对呢？这个答案当然不会简单。
But my burden of my heart and why I've shared this message this morning with you is the fact we must know him personally and be willing to not only live for him, but to die for him if need be, because we love him.
所以呢，答案在于我们要跟主耶稣真正有个人的亲密的关系。我们不单单要为他活，如果必须的时候，我们也要准备为他死。
And finally, we're to glorify God.
然后最后就是我们要荣耀神。
By the grace of God and through the help of the Holy Spirit.
因着神的恩典，因为圣灵的帮助。
God may be seen as glorious in the eyes of our adversary and those who have done so much wrong.
然后从就是那些我们的那个就是和我们敌对的人，也能从我们身上看到神的荣耀。
Verse 16 says, "If anybody suffers as a Christian, notice that if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name."
但是十六节讲得很清楚，说若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
if when you suffer,
如果你受苦，
you're not surprised,
你不觉得奇怪，
and you trust God,
你既交托给神，
and despise shame,
你轻看羞辱，
and rejoice in your suffering,
然后在你的受苦难中欢喜快乐，然后你在你有蛮有好行为。
And you show that your treasure is not here in this side, but it's with the Lord.
你让世界看到说
Him coming.
你的宝藏不在于这个世界上，而在于主耶稣。
You then show He is glorious.
然后你当你这样子来做的时候，你就显出来神的荣耀。
And gloriously satisfy.
然后呢，让神的这个荣耀是可以让你满足的。
So whatever that.Fiery trial takes whatever form it takes.
不管说这样火一般的试炼是以什么样的形式在你的生活中出现。
Conversation they kind of roll their eyes like, oh brother.
有时候这个火一般的试炼就是你去跟别人讲话，别人就这样跟你翻白眼，不想听你讲。
God calls His blood-bought, eternally secure in Him people not to be surprised.
神是呼召，就是用他的宝血所买赎的他的这个子民，说你不要落到这种各种不同的试炼中。不要觉得奇怪，你要把你的灵魂交托给那位创造之主。
So my dear friends, the fiery trial ordeal that is coming upon us is to test us.
这个火一般的试炼是会临到我们，会试炼我们。
It's not strange.
这个不要觉得奇怪。
It's necessary.
这是必须的。
If you're going through that now, that's why God's allowing it to happen. He's entrusting you with this, with His grace to be revealed through this, through you as His example and witness.
所以呢，如果你现在在经历试炼呢，是不要觉得奇怪。神真的是把这个交托给你，他也会给你恩典带你经过。
One day we're going to hear Him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
有一天，我们希望我们站在他面前，他会说。做得好，忠心良善的仆人。
Nothing come between us and the Lord.
因为我们决定说，不能让任何东西在我们和神阻挡在我们神和之间。
My wife is coming. I wanted to share a story of a song that you have here. We're going to be singing together in closure, which kind of caps this whole thing together on the significance of the fiery trials. Powerful story that I think will be encouragement to you. And my heart's desire is that it should be. God bless you today.
我在最后呢讲一首，就是我太太来分享一个故事，就讲到我们所讲的，然后我们会唱一首歌，就讲到这个火一般的试炼。
If you could come with me and all of us could go back to the late 1800s in the country of India.
如果我们可以回想，让我们的一起来回到这个19世纪的印度。
It was a time in the country of India where there was so much paganism and people were wicked and following the idols and serving Satan.
在那时候呢，印度呢，他们很多人就是拜偶像，然后呢，就是人们也很邪恶。
And during this time, many missionaries went from the country of England to India to start teaching about Jesus.
十九世纪呢，有很多很多的宣教士，就是从英国去的宣教士，就是给他们传讲耶稣基督。
And this story comes from a remote village.Way back in the mountains in the country of India.
在印度的一个很山上的一个很遥远很偏僻的一个小村庄里。
Where a missionary had gone through and preached the gospel about Jesus, and one man and his wife and children became believers in Jesus.
所以呢，有那个宣教士的到这个村庄里去传讲耶稣，有一家人爸爸妈妈还有孩子就相信了耶稣。
And their hearts were filled with joy as they learned to know about the true God.
当他们真的是认识真神的时候，他们的心里充满了喜乐。
But the chief of the village and others became very, very angry that this family had decided to follow Jesus and had even been baptized.
然后呢，这个但是村长呢，跟这个村里边的这个掌权的人呢，就非常的生气，因为这一家人相信主耶稣。
They called a meeting in the whole village, everybody together, and they called this man and his wife and children to be in front of everybody.
所以呢，他们就召开了一个全村会议，让这一家人呢，就是。爸爸妈妈跟孩子站在众人面前。
And he said, we've had enough of this stuff about Jesus. You cannot serve Jesus in this village. So either you deny Jesus or we'll kill you.
然后他们就说我们不能让你在这里传讲耶稣基督或者你们就是放弃你们的信仰或者我们就要把你们都杀了。
And he had some men of the village around with their bows and arrows to shoot them.
然后他就已经派了这些村里边一些人就围着这些人准备要枪杀他们。他说我们要先从你们的孩子开始。
If you won't deny Jesus, we're going to kill the children.
如果你们不肯放弃不肯否认你们的信仰我们就先杀你们的孩子。
And this man said, I have decided to follow Jesus.
然后这个人就说这个爸爸就说我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
There's no turning back.
他说我不会转回。
And the arrows flew, and those two children were killed.
然后那个箭就射出来两个孩子就死了。
And the man saw these children dead. His own children were dead.
然后这个人就看到两个孩子已经死了。
And the chief said, "You see, we really mean what we say."
然后这个村长。
If you don't deny Jesus, we're going to kill your wife next.
然后这个村长就说：“我们说话是算数的。你看，你孩子已经死了。如果你还是不否认的话，我就会杀死你的妻子。”
And the man said, "Though none go with me, still I will follow."
然后这个人就继续说：“我已经决定要跟随耶稣。”
And they shot the arrows and killed his wife.
然后他们就射箭把他太太也杀死了。
And he's left standing alone in the middle
of the crowd. 然后这个人最后就剩他爸爸一个人。
And they said, "We'll give you one more chance."
然后这些人就说：“我们再给你最后一次机会。”
If you agree to stop following this Jesus you're talking about, we'll let you live.
如果你现在还说你否认耶稣的话，我们还可以让你活着。
And the man looks up. He says, "The world behind me, the cross before me."
然后他说：“世界在我后头，十字架在我前面。”
There's no turning back.
他永不回头。
And they killed him.
然后他们就把他也杀了。
Some others in that village who are around.
然后在这个村庄的人，他们就看到别的村民看到。
And they reported back to the missionaries later on. They said.So many of us after this, we gave our hearts to Jesus.
然后很多人就说，他说我们看到了这个，所以就这个很多村民就是看到了这个人的这个榜样，他们就自己也信主，甚至这个村庄，他最后他也信主了，他也成为基督徒。
And this song has been one that has become familiar, became a song in India.
所以这首歌呢，就在印度是很多人知道的。
And has gone all over the world.
然后慢慢就到了所有的世界各地。
You have it in your language as well.
也我们的中文里面也有翻译过来。
And a lot of times we sing it just kind of joyfully and clapping. At least we do it that way in Haiti.
然后我们在当然我们在有时候在海地我们就边拍手边唱这首歌。
But this morning we'd like to have you sing this in closing.And just to sing it in a way of commitment. If you've decided to follow Jesus,
如果我希望大家能够让我们能够从我们的心里是作为一个你要真的是心里有这个觉知，你要唱这首歌。
No matter what fiery trials, no
matter what
persecution, no matter what may come,
不管是什么样的火一般的试炼，什么样的逼迫，
He's worth following.
神是值得我们跟随的。
And I'm so glad to follow Him this morning.
我是很高兴我们能跟随。
You
have English, you can sing. 他唱英文，我们大家唱中文。You want to sing? I want to sing.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with Still I will follow, though none go with me. Still I will follow, though none go with me. Still I will follow, no turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me.
Is that your testimony?
Behind me, the cross before me.The world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back.